Actually, civil society organizations released a communique where they stated that there have not been an election as such, because this is not an election, since there is an unconstitutional and illegal candidate who ran alone. Second, we have noticed that this said and fake election was held in a kind of environment where security requirements were not met. There had not been the disarmament of the ruling party's militia in Imbonerakure, which is spreading fear in the country, and the opposition did not campaign to actually participate in the election. And this happened where the international community, the African Union, and the East African community as well has demanded that political stakeholders meet on a consensual calendar for the polling.
Well, they are saying that some opposition groups participated in the election, so this election is legitimate, although the international community appears not to accept the results of the poll. What is going to happen next in Burundi?
As civil society organizations, we have stated very clearly that the president of Burundi will be respected and treated as our president up to date of 26 August this year, because he has been elected for his second and last term of office. And beyond that date, he will no longer be our president. He will just be an ordinary citizen, and he does not deserve regards from the people. And he knows that the sovereignty belongs to the people. He cannot pretend to run the country to behave as a president of a country that did not appoint, that did not actually ask him to represent them.
Some opposition groups are calling for fresh elections, but how can you call for fresh elections when the elections have been held, some people participated in it, and you are saying that Burundians will not respect him as the legitimate president? Then what is going to happen?
Actually, Burundians have experienced very, very bad crisis in the past. And the Burundians seated together and found out their a solution, which was laid down in the Arusha Agreement. Now that Burundian has found a solution for their conflict, for a very clear conflict, which was led by the exclusion, which was happening at that time, this time it is even easier to find a solution caused by a conflict caused by the ambition of one man who wanted to run against the will of the people. So Burundian will find out how to have another alternative. This meaning that we are supporting the creation of the national cancer, which will actually find out how to lead the country for the coming days.
Some people have called for a unity government with the CNDD-FDD with regards to President Nkurunziza still being part of the government. What is your take on that?
A power-sharing policy is the leading word, the key word in the Arusha Peace Agreement and in the Constitution as well, which set quotas for the ethnic groups, 60% for the Hutu, 40% for the Tutsi in the institutions. So a government of national unity cannot go beyond or below what is stated in the Arusha Peace Agreement in the Constitution, and the government of national unity cannot go with President Nkurunziza as a member of the government, of that said government.
Why not?
He cannot, because once he has decided to break the consensus, the Burundian consensus, that put an end to a deadly conflict that cost 3,100 Burundian deaths. This means that he does not deserve to be at that bench. He has lost his legitimacy to be part of the Burundian political stakeholders since he decided to break all what Burundian has built over the years.